Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I would run around this studio naked. Absolutely incredible.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover, and today's crossover is sponsored by Atco Pest Control. Coming up in 10 minutes, what's bugging you? Again, sponsored by Atco Pest Control, swatting away yellow jackets for good. Nothing ruins a good backyard hang like yellow jackets. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Let's go. Look at my man.
Let's start this thing.
Yeah.
Come on. Nice job with Kerr yesterday.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you. I mean, he's awesome.
He asked you what movies to watch. Say this.
Yeah.
What'd you want us to say?
White Locust, he watched
White
that.
Lotus. It's a lotus. It's not an insect.
I did that to him earlier. He did.
That was shtick.
But
he asked us what we're watching.
Yeah. And Dibs kept it real.
I know. I'm like, boy, I love you, Dibs. I mean, you're barking up the wrong tree, Coach. You asked the wrong two people to give you
Imagine if I would have been in on it too. I would have been seriously. Like, oh, life in the taiga.
Well, what I'm watching is Dora the Explorer and Cocomelon Lane is what I'm watching.
Dora's still around, huh?
Dude, wow. Yeah, she's had a reboot, but like the old Dora still hits nice. So, and I'm watching Backyardigans and Baby Shark and Bubble Guppies and all the rest of this garbage.
Swiper, stop swiping.
Yeah, that's right.
Swiper's gotta start. Yeah. Stop swiping.
No swiping.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
But yeah, good interview, man.
How you feeling?
What stood out to you? Take a guess.
Well,
I think you figured it out.
No. That's what
yeah.
he.
Yeah, that's fine.
To me, what stuck out most, and we can get to committee. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, Goose, seriously. What stuck out to me the most is that they acknowledge the age of their team, and they're acknowledging it to such an extent that they know they have to manage it to accomplish their goals. And what I heard Steve Kerr say is we knew that if we lost to Memphis, we may as well have been 0-1 right off the bat to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that would have been a major problem.
And I actually pitched the question to him that way because that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Remember, the balloon pops if you lose tonight.
He said that's it. I didn't agree, but I was I think he did.
I don't think you can do it. I love that you pointed that out because when we asked him that, I thought the relief that he was feeling was evident immediately in the first sentence. He was just like, boy, that game, he called it huge, but you might as well have just said
and
it.
When the
it
offense,
was a must. Yeah, it was a must.
While I'm listening, I just pictured those inept possessions, and I'm wondering collectively, was that all on their mind? Because I'm like, shoot it. But had they lost and they came back and went down one, I'm like, maybe you guys were onto something.
The heaviness of those moments.
The heaviness.
Right? Go back to Kyrie's three-pointer. Like that.
Never forget it.
How many possessions back and forth? Are just
5 minutes of non-scoring for the Warriors.
Clank, 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 clank. The heaviness of those moments. And these weren't game sevens, but they played them. Steve Kerr played them like game sevens. And so, yeah, man, it gets heavy in those last 2 minutes. You could see it.
Yeah, it does, and I can't help but think about if the Warriors go on a run, the only other older team that ever did what the Warriors are trying to do is the Bulls in 98, and you had Rodman at 37. Jordan was 35 and a half. You had Ron Harper, who was critical, 34 and a half, and Pippen was 33, almost 33. And you look That's at Steiny, what they did in that run, and they had some off days, and when they didn't have off days, they lost. And the end of the season, before the start of that best of five, they had 6 days. They swept New Jersey. Great. Then you had 4 days, and you took care of Charlotte in five, and then you had 4 days. Well, the Pacers took them to 7 games, and by the time that series ended, 88-83 over Indiana,
damn.
2 days later, I'm sorry, 3 days later, you played the Jazz, and you lost. And that was at Utah. And so I think about an older team with rest versus no rest. And so the Bulls were better than the Jazz, but the Jazz got them early in overtime. And then the Jazz were able to hang, I think, because the Bulls were markedly older than Utah.
Well, and that's like, you want to start thinking about a game within a game. Do they have to wrap up some series in six to make a run?
I don't think so. What I heard Steve say, and I believe him on this, what I heard Steve say was, whatever the best of Warriors basketball is, we are now going to have the opportunity to see it and play it because there are no back-to-backs.
Yeah.
And I know where fans go whenever professional bajillionaires start talking about I'm tired because of my charter jet. I know.
Hotel in the sky.
I know. Yes, they stay at the W and the Ritz and all of those things. I get it. But their reality is their reality. They're the only ones who know it. We don't. And I believe him when he says these last 3 weeks were intense, even by NBA standards. And we felt at times like we were spinning and we couldn't get a breath and we couldn't get our feet on the ground. I believe him. And now you don't have to worry about that ever again. I mean, until next year. Yeah. But you don't really have to do that anymore. So I think it's actually... I think it's now set up in their favor, especially against an inexperienced team.
Yeah.
Well, I also have a comparison to what happened to the Warriors 2 years ago with the Lakers. I've said this a few times. The fact that the Kings pushed the Warriors to game seven on a Sunday, they won the game, Curry had 50, and the Lakers got him 2 days later in game one. They had 4 days off. What I'm getting at is this is the Warriors game one, like the Lakers.
That's
this is
fair.
I just feel like this is the one that you get, and you'll maybe even feel like we can manage this series. I'm not saying you win game one, the series is over, but I do think game one now becomes the one you get.
I mean, the numbers will tell you that obviously game one is an immediate marker on your likelihood to win the series. I also think, though, I'll agree with you from the standpoint that this particular matchup, I mean, how many key Rockets will play their first playoff game Sunday night?
Jalen Green. Thompson.
Şengün.
Yep.
Right? Jabari.
They keep going.
Eason. Right? All of them, right? I think all of them. Other than Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, I don't think.
Jeff Green.
Okay. Does he?
Love it. If he gets in.
For his 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, don't let them think that this is like another game. Make them feel like this is different. And so if you take game one from them, I think all kinds, especially because of
it's the Warriors.
Yeah.
I think doubt just overwhelms them if the Warriors can win Sunday night.
Do you know what the percentage is of the game one winner winning the series in the history of the National Basketball Association?
I'm going to say seven. I'm going to go on 81. 81%.
I'm going lower. I'll go 69. For fun, I'll say I'll go in the middle of those two.
Which is?
Well, the math, Willard. Yeah. You said 81 and you said 69? Yeah, well, that would be 75.
Yeah, the correct answer is 77.8% of teams.
Sorry, you went over.
Yeah, I know.
Who win game one, they go on to win the series. And I mentioned this before to you guys about the chef. He is 4-3 when losing game one of a series.
That's incredible, actually.
It is. Yeah, it is. And, I mean, the last three series the Warriors have played, they lost game one and they beat Sacramento. They lost to the Lakers, and then the one before that was, I believe...
It was Boston.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, so, the other thing is, if you win game one, like, game one is usually at the building of the better team, so the better team usually will win game one, and then they're just a better team.
Are y'all surprised that the Warriors are such favorites in the series, but they are underdogs in game one?
I'm like, make it make sense,
underdog,
man.
In game one.
Yeah, Mark, I see. I don't
very,
understand.
Very slight one.
Yeah, I saw it.
But you're an underdog in game
one. I saw it.
And Dibs just said 77%.
Yes, he did.
Time.
That's pretty.
You win that game, you win the series, but the Warriors are heavy favorites to win the series. Mm-hmm.
I do think it's weird just on the surface. And I get it. If you dig deep, you can figure it out. But this team won more games in the regular season. They finished second. They have home court. So that tells me Vegas is putting a lot into the experience part of it, right? Seriously, you guys know more than I do about that stuff.
Because they're not taking into age or attrition, like they might tire the old guys against the young guys.
But there is,
I think,
Warriors tax that's built in because you know more people are going to want to bet on the Warriors, and so you do have to build in a cushion if you are you know, the house. You want to make sure that you don't get burned by, like, the real odds of a 52-win team against a 48-win team with home court advantage, Houston should be favored -150.
But if, go ahead.
But if you had the Warriors at +140, you're going to lose a lot of money if the Warriors win that series.
But if you go in, let's just say it was -175 for the Warriors, I'm thinking this spread, Mark and Dibs, is going to be like Warriors -4.5, 5. Before it to be that minute, I'm like, boy, okay, we'll see. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. What's bugging you is coming up.
I know, but I just want to say this because Willard hit me with it with 2016. Hashtag super random, but I'm a sports nerd and romantic. The two what ifs I want back. If Jordan didn't retire after the 98 title, that Bull team, I believe they would have won again, and Houston wouldn't have won. And had the Warriors not lost, had Draymond not got suspended and Durant came, I don't think they needed Durant. I truly believe they were better than Cleveland up 3-1. We were robbed of watching that Warrior team as is try to avenge that. And I just, they would have lost to my partner. But nah, they wouldn't have. Dibs, I wanted to see that revenge from blowing the 16-1. That's all.
Well, Draymond Green went begging.
So you wish
in the parking lot at LeBron.
You wish that Durant to the Warriors never happened. No, I've lived it.
Right.
But I didn't like it when it happened. But I felt like it was a surplus. That team they were up 3-1. And my friend was coaching on the Cav coaching staff, and they were fighting inside that locker room after game four when they thought it was over, and Draymond gave them a bone. And they did what they did with it.
I mean, they had just been down 3-1.
That's true.
Previous series. So,
What's bugging you is sponsored by ATCO Pest Control, swatting away yellow jackets for good. Nothing ruins a backyard hang like yellow jackets. ATCO Pest Control, they get it. And they've got a solution that lasts all season without using pesticides. Their season-long yellow jacket trapping keeps the buzz out of your space so you can grill, chill, and enjoy the outdoors without the sting. No chemicals, no hassle, just solid protection from the pests that bug you most. Book now at atcopestcontrol.com and mention what's bugging you, and you get 10% off your yellow jacket trapping service. ATCO Pest Control, natural protection for the home and backyard you love.
It's really well done.
It's really good.
Well done. It took a big, deep breath there. Here, I'll do a stupid one first.
We gotta label it.
It's stupid. Hold music. It's completely bugging me. I had to make one.
You guys are getting me with these. I love it.
I had to make a phone call this morning where you got put on hold. And I've decided that hold music has not updated since there used to be rotary phones. Because when you used, and for those of you who don't know, anyway, ask an old person what a rotary phone is. When you're actually on a phone, you have the ability to sort of have an actual speaker, and therefore more musical instruments sound okay. But none of us are doing that anymore. We are on a cell phone on Bluetooth driving around, and a high-pitched violin might be the worst sound that could possibly come through your car's sound system. Please update them. I don't want my ears to hurt while I'm just waiting to talk to a human being. That's all.
And real quick, while I did a great job on that read.
You did.
I didn't do. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I take it back. You did an awful job.
Yep. Oh, time for the legal.
You want me to go?
Please.
What's bugging me? Aaron Rodgers.
That was mine.
Well, you better find a new one.
Wow.
And you know why it's yours? Is because you overheard me saying it was mine before the show. We move on. Don't interrupt. You want to take him? Go ahead.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
I need to be your friend more than...
I know. I had my top three, but okay. Now I'll go to my second.
I got some time for you, but go ahead.
All right. It said Aaron Rodgers is still unsure of his NFL future.
Mm.
The NFL is deciding Aaron Rodgers' future, not Aaron Rodgers. Did you see that he's actually meeting with teams and saying, you know, I have a lot of obligations in my life, and so, I'm going to need you to work with me as it relates to the off-season regimen. And of course, he was interviewed yesterday, and you're not going to believe what he did. So gutsy. He ripped the Jets.
Yeah, he's a loser.
I mean, you want to talk about gutsy? Come on.
He's a loser, man.
In the words of my great partner, take a playoff, Aaron.
Mm.
Take a playoff.
Yeah, well, he won't because...
wow.
And he also said in that same interview that, he is not somebody who is, like, starved for attention, and yet you put yourself out there. Right. I mean, that's the stuff right there
McAfee just soaks it all up, man.
We're leaving out that in the midst of all this, days after meeting with the Steelers, he invited cameras... to a workout with DK Metcalf,
man.
And now you're telling, but please respect my privacy. I don't get it, man.
We're on to you, Aaron.
What a drama queen.
Dude, he loves all of it.
If you want it, if that's the deal, if you've got real things going on in life and you need a moment, my God, we'll all be understanding. But I'm thinking maybe DK Metcalf and Pat McAfee are not your friends if what you have are complicated things going on at home.
Yeah.
They're your friends if you want... pointless attention, though.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Terrible. What's bugging me is parents who send sick kids to school, whether it's elementary, high school, or in my case, preschool, where, we have a preschool out where I live, and it's a great preschool, but there's a stomach bug. And so my daughter got it. And unfortunately, what happens when you have a 2.5-year-old in diapers, the stomach bug turns into a problem for you and for the daycare providers. And turns out 5 of her classmates now have a similar problem with their tummy. And I don't know who patient zero is, but when you're a parent, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, and I'm talking directly to like 3 or 4 of you, and I see you and your kid on Tuesday, I walk in and this young man has got the green stripe.
He's got
the green stripe hanging from the right nostril. And I'm thinking, you've got a nanny and your nanny is at home eating bonbons, watching TV. If your kid is sick, you keep your kid at home. That's what's bugging me.
Mm.
Selfish.
I haven't had a bonbon in years.
What is a bonbon?
The chocolate thing.
The ice cream bowl.
You get it at the movies. All right. Well, I'll go here. So I don't know if you and Willard know this, Dibs and Willard. You guys are truly married. You're a couple. You're a tandem.
And
so
am I. Me and him?
Yeah. You're 20 hours a week.
I need a lawyer.
If not more.
Go ahead.
So my thing is trust. So I've been with my man 7 years and been met my father, my most precious thing I have in my life. And I love him. And you think through time that you bond and you know each other's faults and, you know what I'm about.
Bond to bond?
So there was an incident. I won't say the time and year, but we were at the cafeteria and we had did a little shtick on tipping. And I, I was a light tipper.
Yeah.
But I've learned to be a big tipper.
Do it.
But I was leaving the locale, and the Lord or somebody spoke to me and said, turn around. And when I turned around, I paid for my tab. I saw Steiny open my book to see how much I tipped.
Oh, boy.
And we all laughed, and I laughed from afar. But as I got in the caddy and drove home, it hurt because I felt like he didn't trust me. You had to see if I, and it was one of the biggest tips I gave, but I was proud. But I was hurt too. So come in today, I'll come up with this pea brain idea where whoever the Warriors are playing, I say an old name. Anybody that's played for that franchise, we go back and forth. And the winner is when somebody runs out.
Tomjanovich, Drexler.
So we're at 1-1. And today we got all fired up when we did the Rockets.
We're going to do the Rockets.
So somehow on my computer, I brought up all-time Rocket players. And we're getting ready to go to battle. And Steiny walked all the way over to see what was on my computer.
Oh, boy.
And he found what was on my computer was all-time Rocket players. And if I could turn red, I would have, because I was like, I'm embarrassed. So I'm at fault. I was cheating.
There we go.
But what hurts, Willard, is you known me for 7 years. Why did you, or maybe I just got my answers.
Because he's known you for seven years.
Why did you walk over and feel like you had to check the deck? Dibs, help me. That was a lack of trust, even if he hadn't found what he was looking for.
I mean, it sounds kind of warranted, doesn't it?
In this instance, okay. Yeah. But other than that, there's never been cheating. Now, I'll leave that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Here!
You said you cheat and pick up basketball.
And you cheat when you get on your tippy toes when we take pictures.
I
don't. That's cheating the camera.
But I don't maintain that I don't. You maintain things that are not true.
If I check the ball and it's 8-7 and I say 8-4 and you're slipping, that's how we used to do it. I got another life.
I mean, cheating is still cheating whether or not you get caught or not. And for those of you who are driving to the Bay Bridge and you zoom on battery in that right lane and then I knife in at the last minute. Ooh, I didn't know that this was a right turn only lane. Whether or not you knew that, you're cheating.
Oh, But Willard, why do you walk over here? It doesn't make him right. It says I'm right. He don't trust me.
No, it makes it right.
No, why did you walk over here?
Because I knew that the game was going to be rigged.
No, say more. You knew what about me?
That you're a liar and a cheater.
See, and that's what hurts, Will.
But so I walk over there and I'm like,
not, Willard,
why does he have, why are there names of Billy Paltz and Rick Adelman?
Hey, I have Rick Barry. I go, I can't say Rick Barry. He'll be
This is going to make you mad. I'm going to bring up your bet. Remember your bet when you took the Chiefs against the field and you
never got paid.
Right.
A lot of that going on.
Randy, he got paid. Stop.
You still owe me a drink for a bet.
Who?
Go.
What bet?
Brian in Palo Alto owes me lunch from 3 years ago.
Quick, Randy,
you
don't want
that. You told me Texas was going to beat Ohio State in the college football playoff.
All right, I got you. It hadn't been if he asked. I forgot. I make a lot of them.
Remember when I said
Kansas City gets the field?
You could be right, and it's still a bad bet.
Because
you could have gotten better odds. It's like Luka to the Lakers. Hey, Nico. I mean, in the end, you could be right. Still a bad trade because you could have gotten a lot more. You have made your point at precisely the wrong time.
No day.
Like,
I'll give you that all day.
I would love, because you're my guy, to trumpet how trustworthy you are, but the example you're using is apparently the one time that you did lie.
Okay, but what if I had not had that Houston Rocket roster up?
But you did.
It would be warranted for me to be, oh, this dude really don't trust his partner.
That would be a different story.
I don't.
Oh, wow. Dude.
I don't trust you.
Dude, I get it. You know what?
Let me clear that up.
No.
I don't trust you for the small things. The big things, I trust you because you are a good friend.
Dibs, and I'm that dude that gets on the bridge
I hate to bring it back to earlier this week, but if you are a 143 IQ guy, then you've got Rockets knowledge on Rockets knowledge.
Do you really want the truth?
Did you cheat on the IQ test?
No, I didn't. Okay. And you can't cheat. I was looking at my guy Mario Elie's career numbers, and that's why it happened to be up there. I didn't need, come on, Drexler.
Did you guys hear what happened with Elie? Yeah,
no, I want to know what happened.
So Nahigian sends us a list of some Rockets guys he's trying to get.
He's my friend, Willard.
And
Nahigian or Elie?
Elie.
No. Okay. And so Goo goes, hey, what about Mario Elie? And I was like, that'd be great. Mario would be great.
Kiss of death.
To talk about the Rockets. And he texts Mario Elie. And Mario goes, I work for the Pelicans. I can't talk about
the
Rockets.
And I knew he worked for the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah, such a friend.
But no.
You're such a friend.
I didn't know it was that serious. Yeah, he's a scout to where I can't, I'm with the,
sure.
I'm on Dib's team. I can't talk about it. And I get it. And I should have known him. I was overzealous.
Matt Bullard, by the way. Matt Bullard would have been a name you could have pulled.
No. Otis Thorpe.
There you go. You must have a list out in front of you right now.
Why were you a bad tipper?
I wasn't.
You said you were a small tipper before.
My percentages were off a little bit. Now I got it. Yeah, I got it. Will.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
And the funny thing
was the percentage?
But why did
it was
have
high.
To check?
It was over 20.
Yeah.
I checked because I looked at Todd and I'm like, let's take a look at this. Todd's the bartender.
Todd,
let me take a look at this. And
I look back and I'm like, wow.
And I looked at the tip and said, wow.
I don't care.
We both had
it. Wow.
All right, gents. Have a great weekend.
See you Monday. Monday.
You didn't make a prediction. I got Houston in six.
I got Warriors in five.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Oh my God.
I got Warriors in six.
A card played is a card played. You go ahead and cut that, Grandy.
Subconscious.
Rack that guy.
Evan knows. I got Rockets. I said yesterday to you guys, it's going to be very hard for me to pick the Rockets.
There's no cash out withdrawal on your bet, sir.
Oh, man.
Okay, listen.
Now we've got a clip of you being right, no matter what happens.
Yeah. I don't have a strong opinion.
Wow.
This is where...
Where's the Humpty Dance?
My listeners will have my back. Warriors in six.
Did you say my listeners?
Mine.
Is that similar to when Goo said my show?
That's why I'm doing
you for
it.
That, Willard. Yeah, could you believe that? Dude's done that 100 times.
On 95.7, the game. We move on, don't interrupt.
you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.